今天也是一个节日。
Today is also a special day.
大家不知道知道不知道今天什么节日
？Do you know what special day this is?
降临节。
This is the day of Advent.
降临节就是今天。
Today is the day of Advent.
为什么降临节那么重要呢
？Why is the day of Advent so important?
因为我们的教会很早就体会到要庆祝圣诞需要一段时间的。
Because very early in time, the church realized that in order to celebrate Christmas, we need to have a period of preparation.
我如果记得不错的话，这可能从公元200年开始就已经有了这样一个传统。
If I remember correctly, it probably began during the time at around 200 BC.
今天就是这个降临节，从降临节开始到圣诞节，一定有四个星期。
Today is the day of Advent.From today until Christmas Day, there must be four Sundays.
所以我们要用四个星期天来准备、来庆祝、来纪念耶稣基督的诞生。
So we'll use the next four Sundays to celebrate, to remember the birth of Jesus Christ.
大家记住了，降临节总归是每年的10月30日最近的那个星期日开始。
The day of Advent.Is the closest is the Sunday that's closest to November the 30th.
所以去年的降临节是在十一月份。
So last year's day of Advent was in November.
今年是在十二月。记住这个日子，这一天是我们开始进入庆祝圣诞的时间。
And this year the day of Advent begins in December. And today is the beginning of the celebration of Christmas.
同时，教会还有这样一个传统，把降临节。作为教会新年的开始。
Traditionally, the church treated the day of Advent as the beginning of the new year.
因为耶稣基督对我们基督徒来说是一个新的生活的开始。
Because Jesus Christ to us Christians is a new beginning.
我们就把这一天降临节作为教会的新年。
So we treat today the day of Advent as the beginning of a new church new year.
祝大家新年快乐。这是教会的新年。
So I'd like to wish you Happy New Year. This is the Church New Year.
我们每一个基督徒都有一个自己的新年，就是圣灵降临节。
All Christians has our own New Year, which is the Day of Advent.
耶稣降临节，我讲错啊，是耶稣降临节。在传统上呢，大家都用那个花环。
Traditionally, in church, we use a wreath.
这个花环中间呢，放四根蜡烛。
And within the wreath, there are four candles.
三根是紫色的，大家都全世界都一样的。
Normally three of them are purple.
第四根呢是粉红色的，或者红色的。
The fourth one is either pink or white one.
这个四根蜡烛呢，就是每一个星期点一根，今天应该点一根紫色开始。
Every Sunday we'll lit a candle.
然后到第四个星期呢，就点那根粉红色的。
And then on the fourth Sunday, we lit the pink one.
就说明这个圣诞节越来越接近，所以大家看到这个蜡烛就知道现在圣诞节离开我们有多少时间。
This is to show that Christmas is coming soon, and it indicates how many more days is Christmas away from us.
你在家里也可以试试看，把这个蜡烛点起来。
You can also do this at home.
耶稣基督的降生对我们基督徒来讲是太重要了。
The birth of Jesus Christ is the most important thing in our Christian life.
为什么要用四个星期来等候，来这个准备耶稣的诞生呢？
Why do we have to spend 4 weeks to prepare for the coming of Jesus?
今天以赛亚书第九章讲得太清楚了，因为耶稣的降生，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And Isaiah chapter 9 clearly say thatBecause the birth of Jesus is the light that is the big light that shines on those people, and also is the dawn of the light on the people who live in the land of the shadow of death.
如果你是生活在黑暗中的时候，你看到光，你是多么的高兴。
If you're living in the darkness, if you can see a light, how happy would you be?
如果你不在黑暗中，当然你不会体会光。今天我就想跟大家一起来体会一下耶稣基督降生的重要性。
If you're not living in the darkness, you would not realize the benefit of having light. So today I'd like to have you think about the birth of Jesus.
用四个时间来默想，来体会。
We'll use a little bit of time to contemplate and to think.
耶稣基督的降生对黑暗中生活的人是一种何等的希望。
About the hope of for those people who are living in darkness.
可惜的很，今天的圣诞节已经被污染了。
Unfortunately, the modern day Christmas has been highly contaminated.
今天有环境的污染，今天还有心灵的污染。
Today we have the environmental contamination. We also have the contamination of the heart.
圣诞节就是这样一个事情被污染。
And Christmas is one of the important event that has been contaminated.
提起圣诞节，我们想到的是圣诞老人。
When we think of Christmas, all we are thinking is Santa Claus.
我们想到的是圣诞树。
Christmas tree.
我们想到的是圣诞礼物。
Christmas gift.
我们圣诞晚餐。
Or Christmas dinner.
各种各样的庆祝活动
or various other celebration activities.
圣诞节的主角被替换了。
The main person in Christmas has been replaced.
从耶稣基督变成了圣诞老人。
Jesus Christ, who was supposed to be the main person in Christmas, has been replaced by Santa Claus.
做生意的人更是要利用这个圣诞节来推销各种商品。
Business people, they try to push.And promote the product and sell them.
在中国大陆，我听说还有圣诞麻将。
And in the mainland China, I even heard of Santa Mahjong.
在日本还有圣诞蛋糕。
Or Christmas cake.
我开始以为圣诞蛋糕是不错的东西。
Maybe it's a good thing.
其实日本人讲你是圣诞蛋糕，就是你没有人要的。
In Japan, they think that the Christmas cake is something that everybody wants.
No, 没有人感兴趣的是、
oh, nobody wants.
是那些25岁以后的女孩子没有人追求你的、
oh, It means actually for those girls who are beyond 25 and nobody wants
因为圣诞蛋糕吃了已经太多了所以不感兴趣
Because people are sick of Christmas cake
还有人装成圣诞老人来抢东西
And there are even thieves who dress as Santa Claus to rob people
世界上人的罪恶把这样一个神圣的节日污染了
the sin of this world has highly corrupted this sacred day
所以有的教会他们就提出来他们不庆祝圣诞
well, that's why some churches do not celebrate Christmas
他们甚至于反对过圣诞节
they even object to the celebration of Christmas
我自己从小在的一个教会叫上海灵粮堂他们就不纪念圣诞节
When I was young, I was attending a church which actually do not or did not celebrate Christmas.
他们提出一个理由。
One of the reasons they raised was
12月25号不是圣诞节。
That Jesus wasn't born on the December the 25th.
耶稣不可能诞生在12月。
Jesus could not have been born in December.
根据路加福音的记载，在耶稣诞生的那个晚上，夜间有牧羊人看守羊群。
According to the Gospel of Luke,When Jesus was born, there were shepherds herding in the field in the evening.
牧羊人能够把羊放出来，这不像十二月份。
It doesn't seem like it was in winter time in December.
一般的庄稼是在四月到五月份成熟的。
Because harvest is usually done in April or May.
在五月份成熟以后呢，这个牧羊人就把羊群带到这个田间吃这个剩下来收割剩下来的东西。
And、after the harvest.The shepherd will bring the sheep to the field to eat the rest of the leftover harvest.
所以根据早期的这个教父亚历山大有一个教父叫格里米，他推测耶稣诞生的时间。
So according to the early father, Clement of Alexandria, he thought that
这个耶稣诞生的时间是在这个罗马皇帝雅古斯都28年5月14日。
He thought that Jesus should be born on May the 14th of the 20th years of the Roman Emperor Augustus.
所以呢，我们可以比较可以这样推测，耶稣诞生大概是在公元前6年五月份。
Which will be equivalent to the month of May in 6 BC.
所以看来十二月份肯定是一个错误。
So maybe December was a mistake.
传统是会错误的。
Well, tradition may have made.Commit mistakes.
圣经并不错
But the Bible will not be wrong.
我们也不影响虽然这个时间有问题也不影响我们庆祝圣诞
It should not affect us on celebrating Christmas.
所以我个人的看法是 我们有一个时间来庆祝圣诞是好的。
So my thinking is that we should have a time to celebrate Christmas.
问题是过什么样的圣诞节是重要的。
The question is, what kind of Christmas are you celebrating?
我们要用这样一种很传统的方法，用四根蜡烛来思想耶稣的诞生。
We use a traditional method using these four candles to contemplate on the birth of Jesus.
我们来想一想，这位婴孩到底是什么样的一位婴孩。
We want to contemplate who this baby actually is.
他是弥赛亚。
He was the Messiah.
你知道弥赛亚是谁吗？
You know who Messiah is?
弥赛亚对你来说有什么样重要的意义吗？
What is so significant about the coming of the Messiah?
对犹太人来说，弥赛亚太重要了。
To the Jews, this is a very important thing.
我们今天希望大家一起跟着这个历史回到2000多年前，在耶稣诞生那个时代。
I'd like you to follow me back in history to the time when Jesus was born.
在那个时候，我们看到在约翰福音里记载，当彼得的兄弟安德烈见到耶稣的时候，在约翰福音1章41节，他这样说的：他先找着自己的哥哥西门，也就是彼得，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
Well, Andrew, the brother of Peter, after he has seen Jesus, according to the Gospel of John, chapter 1:41, he first of all finds his brother Peter, or Simon, and tell him, we have seen the Messiah, which is the Christ.
你知道这个安德烈讲这句话的时候那种激动的心情，我们现在来体会一下安德烈为什么这样激动。
We need to realize how come Andrew was so enthusiastic and exciting.
我们见到弥赛亚了，他们盼望已久的弥赛亚。
Because they have seen the Messiah, they have been longing for a long time.
整个旧约圣经有一个非常重要的主题，就是整个的以色列百姓犹太人在等待着那位弥赛亚的降临。
There's a very important topic in the Old Testament, which is about the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah.
如果你不能够了解犹太人当时的生活状况，你实际上很难体会为什么他们渴望弥赛亚。
If you cannot understand or realize the living condition of the Jews during that period of time, you cannot realize why they are so eagerly and urgently wishing for the coming of their Messiah.
你要庆祝圣诞节，你一定要体会犹太人那种渴望弥赛亚的心情。
We must understand their feeling in order to celebrate Christmas properly.
就像我们中国人一样，如果你没有经过抗日战争，你不知道做亡国奴的痛苦。
It's just like us Chinese. If you have never fought in the Japanese War, you'll never know the feeling and sadness of the people who were governed under the foreign government.
你永远不会体会抗日战争胜利那种喜悦。
You will not experience the joy and happiness when the final victory finally came.
我虽然很小，在抗战，我已经诞生没有多少时间，但是我能够感受到当时的青年那种热血沸腾。
I was still young when the war was on, but I can realize the boiling hot, boiling blood of those youth at the time.
那些青年为了保卫他们的国家，他们把工作放掉，把他们的学业放掉，他们奔到前线去跟日本人打仗。
This group of young people, they were willing to give up their career, their study.To sign up and go to fight for the motherland.
当时就有这样一句口号：没有国哪有家。
There was a slogan that if you don't have a country, how can you have a home?
我记得我的祖母常常告诉我们一个故事。
My grandma used to tell me a story.
她说：“你看这个圣诞树，我们家里每年都有圣诞。圣诞树顶上那个最高的那个顶，有一个很好的一个尖顶。”
She said, "Look at the Christmas tree. At the top of the tree.There's a very sharp tip.
这个，在这个圣诞树上面那个顶那样东西呢，是，他告诉我是你的大伯父买的。
And right there, there's something that was bought by your uncle.
他说这个大伯父当时只有17岁。
Your uncle was 17 at the time.
就在上海这个813事变的时候，日本人打进来，我们整个家庭就撤退了。
And during the Japanese invasion, while they were retreating.
所以他，我这个祖母说，他这个口袋里一摸，他忘掉了他的钥匙。
And he forgot his key.
忘掉钥匙，还在原来的家里没拿出来。这时候，他的大儿子，也就是我的大伯父，兴致勃勃地说：“我回去拿。”
So uncle volunteered to go home and pick it up.
十七岁的大伯父就这样回去拿这个钥匙，就再也没有回来。
And the 17-year-old uncle went back home and tried to pick up the key, and he never returned.
我们每年看到那个圣诞树上的钉，我们就想到了这位年轻的伯父。
So every time when we look at the tip of the Christmas tree, we remember the youthful uncle.
我的爸爸告诉我说，他们以后接着到各个房间里去找我的大伯父。
My father told me afterward they went back and tried to find him.
他说那时候到处都是尸体，你去看都看不完的尸体，你在这个尸体里非常难分别哪一个是他的哥哥。
And during that time, there were dead bodies all over, and it's very difficult to find out who his brother was.
我想大家都没有这样一个经验，去看很多尸体里去看自己的哥哥，看自己的儿子，看自己的丈夫，看自己的亲人，这是怎么样的一种心情呢？
I'm sure that none of you have the experience to find your relatives, your brothers, your husband, or your wife among all those dead bodies.
昨天 Hilton 医生把我这个手开了一刀，我看到这个东西我都有点害怕。
Even after the surgery I had, I'm scared by just looking at the wound.
不过 Hilton 做得非常仔细，非常好的手术，谢谢他。
Hilton did a very good job in the surgery.
但是我也是很害怕的，我看到那种尸体，我看到人身上被这个刀割掉，我心里会很担心的。
I would be very worried and afraid when I see all those dead bodies.
在那个年代，有多少人牺牲了？
During that time, how many people have sacrificed themselves?
你知道犹太人吗？犹太人这个以赛亚书在公元前七百年写的。
You know, Isaiah was written around 700 years BC.
在那个时候，犹太人最强盛的时候，有两个国王，大家都知道，一个是大卫王，一个是所罗门王。
During that time, the Hebrews or the Jews has two strong kings, and these are David and Solomon.
当时先知预言说，大卫的国要存到永远。
And during that time, the prophet prophesied that the kingdom of David will be forever.
他的后裔必要承继他的王位。
His descendant will inherit his kingdom.
他要永远管制万邦。
They will govern all nations for until eternity.
所罗门王大卫的儿子建造了圣殿，表示这个国家的兴旺。
So the son of David built the temple.
但是所罗门王死后不到两百年。
Shortly after 2 centuries or 200 years.After the death of Solomon,
在公元前七百二十二年，以色列国也就是北国沦陷了。
And in 722 BC, the northern kingdom Israel was destroyed.
他们被亚述国征服了。
They were conquered by the Assyrians.
当时亚述国是一个非常残暴的一个国家。
And the Assyrians were very cruel people.
他们把犹太这个以色列百姓征服以后，他们让所有的以色列，不是所有，就是一部分男子能够做兵的那些以色列人，就裸到亚述国去。
They will enlist all the males who can be soldiers, and they take them to Assyria.
他们怎么把他们裸过去的？他们用这个铁的钩子把每个人的鼻子都勾起来，一个个勾在一串，然后就把他们带到亚述国。
How do they take them to Assyria? They put hooks on their nose and then chain them together and take them to Assyria.
那些以色列的妇女老幼，他们送着他们的亲人，送着他们的这个的父兄，就这样眼泪汪汪的看着他们勾着钩子。走到亚述国去。
All the women and the children can do was to see their husbands off, seeing that they were hooked and chained, and were taken to Assyria.
亚述国非常厉害的，他不仅把他们的男人带走，他们还把外面的这个外国的人移民移到这个以色列地方来。
Not only did the Assyrians took away the males, but they also immigrate a lot of foreign people into Israel.
就把以色列国完全同化了，都搞不清楚你是哪一些人。
So the whole Israel was assimilated.
所以在耶稣那个时代，大家还记得吗？犹太人不愿意跟撒玛利亚人讲话，因为那些撒玛利亚人已经讲不清楚他的祖先是谁了。
So that's why during Jesus' time, many Jews do not want to talk to the Samaritans because the Samaritans were already assimilated with other cultures.
亚述国采取非常残暴的办法，他要消灭以色列国，要彻底的消灭，要消灭你的民族，要彻底的消灭。
So So Assyria wants to completely destroy Israel by destroying its culture and its people.
在公元586年，公元前586年，犹大国也沦陷了。
And in the 586 BC, the southern kingdom, Judah, was also destroyed.
那些百姓，那些强壮的男人也被掳到巴比伦地方。
And the strong people were also captured to Babylon.
整个的以色列百姓，他们盼望着一位弥赛亚的诞生，盼望着他们民族的救星能够来到他们中间。
So all the Israelites were hoping for the coming of the Messiah who come to their midst and save them.
这样一种心情，我不知道你能不能体会，你能不能体会那些亡国奴的犹太人，他们多么盼望有一位强有力的君王能够来带领他们，使他们的国家重新走向兴旺。
I'm not sure if you can understand the feeling of these Jews that were actually hoping for the coming of a Messiah to save them from this foreign kingdom.
他们的父兄都到外国去做奴隶，被人拷打，被人欺负，被人侮辱。
Their fathers, their brothers were captured as slaves in a foreign land, and they were suffering.
他们在外国的生活不好过。
And it's not easy to live as a slave in a foreign land.
不像我们来到美国还过的日子还可以啊。
It's not like us coming to America, our life is still pretty good.
但是还有很多人已经埋怨了，还有很多人已经不高兴。
But a lot of people are already complaining.
我们来看看当时以色列那些百姓，他们离开了祖国以后，他们的心情如何。
Now let's take a look at the feeling of these Jewish people after they were captured to Babylon.
在诗篇137篇，一个非常好的描写，可以告诉你当时以色列的百姓他们的心情是怎么样一个心情。
The scripture in Psalms chapter 137:1-6 describe the feeling of these Jews.
如果你想要理解一下怎么等候弥赛亚，我希望你回去好好念一念这篇诗，这是一个诗歌。
If you want to understand their feeling and how they were waiting for their Messiah, I will suggest to go home and really read this passage.
这是一首非常好的诗歌。
This is a very, very good poetry.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想西安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作乐，说给我们唱一首西安歌吧，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧；我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我所最喜乐的，情愿我的石头铁于上它。
By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remember Zion.There on the poplars we hung our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
据说那些犹太人在巴比伦，他们所盖的房子，他们都面向耶路撒冷。
So all the houses that were built in Babylon, they were facing Jerusalem.
他们向往着耶路撒冷，在那里有神的殿，在那里有耶和华的居所。
They were looking towards Jerusalem, where there's the temple of God, where there's the place of God.
他们成了亡国奴，他们被掳到外国。
They were captured to a foreign land, they become homeless.
他们多么的盼望着有一位君王，有一位弥赛亚，也就是君王的意思，能够来拯救他们。
They were hoping for Messiah which, to come to rescue them.
在前后六百年的历史中间。
During these 600 years of history.
那些犹太人是不是老老实实的就甘心做亡国奴呢？不，他们反抗，他们起义。
Were the Jews during these 500-600 years willing to be just a slave or become a person who has no country? No, they actually rebel against them.
有一个最出名的一个起义，就是叫 马加比人的起义。
The most notable one was the Maccabee rebellion.
如果你是犹太人的话，你都知道马加比是犹太人的骄傲。
If you are a Jew, you know that the Maccabees is the pride of the Jews.
在公元前167年，这个安提阿古四世他把耶路撒冷的圣殿彻底的侮辱了。
In the 167 BC, Antiochus the Fourth completely trampled the temple of Jerusalem.
他知道犹太人非常看重圣殿，圣殿是非常神圣的，他有意就要来侮辱这个圣殿。
He knew that the temple for the Jews are very sacred, and he actually
他知道犹太人认为猪是不圣洁的，他就在圣殿里把母猪带进来。
He knew that the temple to the Jews was sacred, so he brought in a female pig into the temple.
我们来想一想，这是一个教会，是非常神圣的。如果今天带进来好多母猪来侮辱我们，来把我们这些基督徒所敬拜的神用母猪来献给他。
Think about this is church. If someone brought in a lot of female pig and tried to insult us and insult our God,
他们在犹太人面前烧毁圣经。
They destroy the scriptures of the Jews.
他们禁止进行隔离。
If obeyed the carrying out of the circumcision.
其实在犹太国那里也有文化大革命。
And under the Jewish kingdom, there was a revolution.
Cultural revolution.
Cultural revolution.
在忍无可忍的情况下，有一位祭司的儿子叫犹大。
Under this intolerable condition, there was a person called Judah.
他就领导了好多犹太的人起来革命啊，起来起义啊。
He led a lot of Jews to rebel against their captors.
他们维持了很长的一两百年，一百多年到两百年，终于把犹大这个耶路撒冷抢过来，把圣殿抢过来。
And after about 100 to 200 years of fighting, they finally recaptured the temple.
他们要自己来敬拜神，他们那种心情，他们那种对国家、对自己的神、对自己的宗教的怀念，你可以体会到。
So you can feel the feeling of their feeling towards their own country, their temple, their own worship, their God.
但是这个历史也是很悲惨的。
But the history was a tragedy for them.
罗马将军提多带领罗马第十军队军团。重新来包围了耶路撒冷。
And they were surrounded by the Roman general Titus.
包围了这个耶路撒冷，把耶路撒冷占领，包围了那个重要的城堡。最后那些马加比人都聚集在马沙他城堡。
They were surrounded and they were captured. And in the end, many of the rebellious people were surrounded in the castle of Masada.
在马萨达城堡，起码有1000个革命的将士，他们最后集体从山上跳下去，跳到死海，同时自杀。
In the end, there were over 1,000 Jews who jumped over the cliff and commit suicide.
今天，如果你到以色列去玩的话，不要忘记到马萨达城堡去看看，在那个城堡上曾经跳下去900多个人。
If you go to visit Israel these days, don't forget to visit the castle of Masada, because there were over 900 Jews who jumped over the cliff at that time.
我从来没去过以色列，但是我看见过人家去了以后给我拍的那个照片。我看到那个照片，我心里多么的难过。
My heart was feel very sad when I've never been in Israel, but my heart feels sad when I see the picture that my friend brought me for that place.
就是因为没有一个强有力的君王，就是没有一个强有力的国家来保卫这些百姓，这些人所受的遭遇是多么的凄凉。
So because there was no strong king to protect them, so they suffer.
今天，我们这些基督徒，我们其实原来也生活在非常困难的情况下。
Today, as Christians also are living in a very difficult situation.
我们不是在一个世界的政权控制下，而是我们在心灵里面被罪恶捆绑。
Today, we are actually under the bondage of sin.
我们是在一个属灵的世界里面做亡国奴。
We are being held captive in the spiritual kingdom.
耶稣基督降生了，他就是弥赛亚。
Jesus Christ was born. He was the Messiah.
他就是要来摧毁这世界上罪恶的捆绑。
He came to destroy the bondage of sin.
今天犹太人还在等待弥赛亚。
Today the Jews are still waiting for their Messiah.
据说他们犹太人的习惯，每年在这个逾越节的时候，他们都要叫他们的小孩到门外去看一看弥赛亚来了没有。
Today they still during the time of Passover they still ask the children to go out to the door and see if the Messiah has come.
他们等了2700年，弥赛亚他们没有见到。
They have waited for 2700 years and they still haven't seen him.
我们见到了，我们基督徒见到弥赛亚了。
But we have seen him.
他在2000年前已经诞生了，这就是以赛亚书所预言的，有一位婴孩要为我们诞生。
He was born about 2,000 years ago. It's just like the prophet Isaiah prophesied that a child was born.
有一子要赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And for us, a child is born, a son was given to us, and the government will be on his shoulder, and his name will be the Wonderful Counselor.Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
犹太人，他们以为他们所等待的那位弥赛亚是一个武力、有军队、有武器，可以帮他们打仗的一个君王。
The Jewish people think that their Messiah should come as a strong king with weapons and with force.
他们不知道耶稣就是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
They did not realize that Jesus was the Messiah they were waiting for.
他来的是要做心灵王国的君王。
He came to become the king of our heart.
他要来拯救我们每一个人的灵魂。
He came to save the soul of everyone.
他要成为我们的救主。
He came to become the savior.
是的，他确实是君王，他还要再来。
Yes, but he will come again.
他还要第二次再来。
He'll come the second time.
所以我们今天纪念圣诞节，我们不仅庆祝这位婴孩为我们诞生，我们也要像犹太人一样等候那位弥赛亚第二次的再临。
Today when we celebrate Christmas, we are not just celebrating the birth of a child that has been born, we are also celebrating the coming of the king.
当他第二次再临的时候，他确实是一位君王，他要摧毁一切罪恶的势力。
When he comes the second time, he will come as a real king, and he will destroy all the evil powers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每一次纪念圣诞节的时候，我们也要准备，还要准备耶稣基督的第二次再临。
Brothers and sisters, during the Christmas, we have to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ again.
我们好像跟犹太人一样都在等待那位弥赛亚，但是我们的等待和他们的等待有一个非常明显的差别。
Similar to the Jews who are waiting for the coming of the Messiah, but our waiting has a very big difference.
他们错过了第一次机会。
They missed the first opportunity.
我们抓住了第一次的机会。
But we grasped the first opportunity.
他们没有准备迎接第二次，他们不知道第二次再临的是什么样的情况。
They are not prepared for the second coming of Jesus, and they didn't know what is going to happen.
我们做好准备，我们有清楚的目标，我们知道第二次再临将会是什么样的一个样子。
But we are prepared for his second coming, and we know exactly what kind of situation will be when he comes again.
这位弥赛亚是什么样的一位弥赛亚呢？
Well, what kind of a Messiah this Messiah is?
这个以赛亚书讲得非常清楚，他的名字的意义在哪里？
I say very clearly what the meaning of his name would be.
他的名字有四个意义。
There were four meanings.
第一个意义叫奇妙的测试。
The first one was the wonderful counselor.
奇妙的测试就是一个智慧的人。
A wonderful counselor is a man of wisdom.
他这个智慧，他的这个奇妙超乎寻常。
His wisdom is extraordinary.
超乎常人所能理解的事情。
It's beyond ordinary people can imagine.
主耶稣来到世界上，很多的时候使我们感到奇妙。
Jesus who came to earth is a very amazing thing.
他生在伯利恒的马槽里，好像非常贫穷卑贱。
He seems to be very poor because he was born in a manger in Bethlehem.
但是东方的博士带着珍贵的礼物来朝拜他。
But there were Eastern magi who brought him precious gifts to come and worship him.
当时犹大的希律王感到害怕。
And during that time, the king Herod was scared.
整个耶路撒冷合成的人都感到不安。
And there was discomfort in the whole city of Jerusalem.
耶稣三十岁出来传福音，他行了许多神迹奇事。
When he came to preach, when he was about 30 years old, he performed a lot of miracles.
他的死也是不寻常的。
Even his death was extraordinary.
比拉多查不出他有什么罪来。
Pilate could not find any sin in him.
但是他把他钉在十字架上。
But he crucified him on the cross.
他虽然死了
，although he was dead,
埋葬了
，buried,
但是他复活了。
But he was resurrected.
所以这个耶稣的一生是奇妙的一生。
So Jesus, the life of Jesus is a very amazing life.
他充满着属天的智慧。
He has the heavenly wisdom.
所有世界上人的智慧加在一起都无法同他相比。
All the wisdom in the world, when they add together, cannot be compared to him. To his.
世界上的人想跟他来辩论，想跟他来这个。看出他的问题来。
A lot of people want to argue with him or giving him hard questions.
他们问他赋税给该撒应该不应该。
They ask him whether it's right to pay taxes to Caesar.
好像要来降耶稣一军。
And then want to give him some difficulties.
他们问抓到一个正在这个行的一个妇女来问耶稣怎么办。
He caught an adulterous woman and asked him what to do with her.
他们要想考耶稣。
And they want to test him.
但是我们圣经告诉我们，没有一件事情在耶稣面前是困难的。
But the Bible told us that there's nothing impossible before Jesus.
耶稣的名字称为奇妙的测试。
His name is Wonderful Counselor.
他又称为全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他有完全的神性。
He is completely divine.
他能够使死人复活。
He can resurrect dead people.
他叫拉撒路复活。
He brought Lazarus back to life.
他叫耶路的女儿复活。
He bring back the life of the son of a widow.
他同样也能够使我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人活过来。
He too can bring us.We're dead in our transgression back to life.
今天如果我们是罪人，我们来到耶稣面前，他能够拯救我们。
Today, if we come before Jesus, he can save us.
他的名又称为永在的父。
His name is also the everlasting father.
这是一种慈爱的父亲。
He's a merciful and loving father.
他给我们准备了一个家。
He has prepared a home for us.
在这个家里，他就是我们的父亲。
In this home, he is our father.
所以我们今天能够作为基督徒是多么的幸福。
Today, how fortunate we are to be a Christian.
我们来到了心灵的家。
We came to the spiritual home.
我们的心真正的得到了安息。
Our heart finally have peace.
诗篇一百零三篇十三节说：“父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。”
In Psalm 103:13, it says that the father who has compassion on the children, so is the Lord who has compassion on those who fear him.
最后，他的名字称为和平的君。
So lastly, his name was the Prince of Peace.
主耶稣降生不是以刀剑，不是以武器作为记号。
The symbol of Jesus' birth is not marked with weapons such as swords.
他是以布包着布卧在马槽里作为记号。
But the symbol was marked by the cloth and he's lying in the manger.
他是一个和平的君，他不是来动刀剑的。
He is the Prince of Peace. He's not here with sword and knife.
他要把和平带到这个世界上来。
He is to bring peace to this world.
今天这个世界缺乏和平。
Today this world is lack of peace.
他要使神跟人和好。
He's going to reconcile God and man.
他还要使人跟人和好。
He also will reconcile man and man.
我们这个教会就是一个见证，要给世界上的人看，我们是一个和好的团体。
This church is a testament to the world that we are a reconciled community.
当最后他进入耶路撒冷的时候，大家都称呼他是王，但是他骑不是骑着一个高大的骏马。
When he entered Jerusalem for the last time, he did not, and people welcomed him as king, but he did not ride on a tall and a war horse.
他骑着驴，就是那个驴驹子。
He was riding on a donkey.
这样一个谦卑的，这样一个和平的君王来到我们中间。
He is such a humble and peaceful king who came among us.
今天我们需要用圣诞节的时间来思想这个名字，用四根蜡烛来思想他的四个名字，他是奇妙的测试。
Today we need to think about these four names during the Christmas time. He is the wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is the almighty God.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
他是和平的君。
And he's the Prince of Peace.
耶稣基督就是圣诞节最贵重的礼物。
Jesus Christ is the most precious gift in Christmas.
其他的礼物都没意思。
Every else is meaningless.
想一想，这位弥赛亚，他要诞生在你的心中。
Think about it. This Messiah is going to be born in your heart.
打开你的心门，接受他进来。
Open your heart and receive him.
这位弥赛亚要给你开始一个新的人生。
This Messiah will give you a new life.
这位弥赛亚要把天国的福音带到人间。
This Messiah will bring the heavenly gospel to earth.